This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Law Minister Gobind Prasad Sarma Koirala says criminal justice system does not work during conflict, transitional justice itself is needed. Environment Minister Pradeep Yadav says government solves problems facing people displaced by wildlife reserve and Bangladesh cuts school and office hours to save power. Now the news in detail. The bill on enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment 1079 Bikram Sambat, has been presented in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobind Prasad Sarma Koirala presented Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment Bill 1079 Bikram Sambat. While replying to the questions raised by lawmaker Prem Sual, who proposed a protest note on the bill on enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Minister Koirala has argued that transitional justice itself is required as the criminal justice system does not work during conflict periods in any country. The Minister for Law and Justice explained this kind of practice is prevalent throughout the world and not only in Nepal, saying the definition of transitional justice and criminal justice is different. He informed the House that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, after finding out the causes of the conflict and identifying incidents of violation, takes some cases of serious nature to trial and forces conciliation in the rest of the cases, which is the worldwide practice. Regarding lawmaker Sual's question that the report of the discussions held in all the seven provinces has not been made public, Minister Koirala said the report has been made public by organizing a program at the center. He informed that the bill has been brought on the grounds of the same, adding some topics can be discussed while holding clause-by-clause deliberations in the parliament. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held on the 29th of August at 11 a.m. Chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Upendra Yadav, has said the party had not given direction to Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Lal Babu Raut, to resign from the post. While talking briefly to media persons this morning, Chairperson Yadav reiterated that party has not issued any direction for the Chief Minister's resignation, nor has any plan for it. Similarly, Chief Minister Raut also informed that he had not got any direction from the party to step down. A standing committee meeting of the CPNUML kicked off at the party head office in Chasan, Lalitpur. According to Office Secretary Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting is majorly focused on upcoming elections of the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly declared for 20th of November in a single phase. The party has planned to hold the meeting of the Politburo on August 25, the Central Committee on August 26-27, and the Central Election Mobilization Committee on August 28 in a bid to come up with a substantive plan in view of the election. Minister for Forest and Environment Pradeep Yadav said the government is serious to solve the problems facing the people displaced by the Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve. Receiving a preliminary report submitted by the committee formed to solve the problems of people displaced by the reserve, Minister Yadav informed that the government would study the report thoroughly and take initiative on it by holding discussions with wider sector. Similarly, he directed the subordinate bodies to collect more information about the displaced people. Commission Chairperson Rajkumar Rai submitted the preliminary report to the minister on the activities conducted by the commission so far. In the report, the government has suggested providing lands for housing to those who are displaced by the Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve, while the additional study was needed on other people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Bangladesh will close schools for one more day each week and reduce office hours to ease an electricity shortage. Last month, the South Asian nation started daily two-hour power cuts. Protesters have taken to the streets in recent weeks after the government raised petrol prices by more than 50%. The war in Ukraine has driven up the cost of importing fuel and taken a toll on Bangladesh's economy and foreign currency reserves. On Monday, Bangladesh Cabinet Secretary said that schools, which were previously only closed on Fridays, would now also be shut on Saturdays. Under normal circumstances, schools in Bangladesh are open 6 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. Meanwhile, government offices and banks will have their opening hours cut to 7 hours a day instead of 8 hours. He added that the government would continue to provide power to villages, including in the early hours of the morning where crops are irrigated. Hungary's top two weather experts have been fired over a mistaken weather forecast that sparked a political uproar. What had been billed Europe's biggest fireworks display had been organized for Saturday evening to celebrate St. Stephen's Day, the national holiday. But 7 hours before the scheduled start, the government postponed the event, citing extreme weather warnings. Some 40,000 fireworks were ready to be launched from the 240 points along a 5-kilometer stretch of the Danube River in central Budapest in a display usually watched by up to 2 million people. The government postponed the event for a week due to extreme weather warnings it received. The service posted a public apology on its Facebook page on Sunday, explaining that the least likely outcome happened and that uncertainty is part of weather forecasting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has asked a judge to freeze the Justice Department's investigations of files seized from his Mar-a-Lago home. In a lawsuit, his legal team asked that an independent lawyer be appointed to oversee the documents that FBI agents took earlier this month. According to FBI, 11 sets of classified files were taken from Trump's Florida estate on 8th of August. Trump is being investigated for potentially mishandling documents. He has denied any wrongdoing and said the items were declassified. The Department of Justice said in a brief statement that prosecutors were aware of Trump's lawsuit and would respond in court. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places in the rest of the province. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain generally cloudy in Madhya Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1 and Madhya Province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Law Minister Govinda Prasad Sarma Koirala says criminal justice system does not work during conflict, transitional justice itself is needed. Environment Minister Pradeep Yadav says government solves problems facing people displaced by wildlife reserve and Bangladesh cuts school and office hours to save power. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.online.radionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.